This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is an ESPN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Which is brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble. Huh? I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
If you tune in tonight, you'll see a big, fat, sweaty slob on TV.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Why would there be confetti in my marijuana?
I'd like to say good evening to myself. Just picturing Michael in the shower.
You always have.
And I'd like to say good evening to myself again. He definitely wants the D.
On TV.
All right. Well, we mentioned this earlier, of course. I don't know if you know this, Michael. The Rangers beat the Penguins last night.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Force a game 6 in this first round Stanley Cup playoff matchup. And Penguins coach Mike Sullivan asked about the Trouba hit that knocked Crosby out of the game.
Mike, did you feel there was intent on the part of Trouba on that hit?
Did you see the hit?
I did.
You probably have the same opinion I do.
I love those answers. Give an opinion, Mike.
Come back to me, man. Just say the
Doesn't
answer.
Doesn't Mike Sullivan look like he jumped right out of a Sears men's clothing catalog?
Let me take a look at him again to see if I understand what you're saying.
Perfectly coiffed. Like a mannequin that you see in Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. He's sort of like generic dad guy on a TV show or in an ad.
TV show.
On TV. Let's hear from Jacob Trouba, his thoughts on the Crosby play.
Kind of tried to go on stick on puck when he was going to shoot. My stick kind of went in between his legs and kind of hit his thigh, and I kind of pushed my arm up. And it's kind of a fluky play. It wasn't really a massively hard contact. Unfortunately, obviously, don't want to ever see a guy get hurt. And I mean, I don't know exactly what the injury is, but hopefully it's better soon.
Like in 4 days.
Not feeling great right now about this, to be honest.
Why not? Talk to us.
I'm not feeling good about the Penguins' chances right now.
Why? Talk to us.
Well, their best player is out, and we don't know how long. He could be all right. He could be gone for the rest of the series. Who knows? And I'll tell you what I really won't feel good is if they don't finish it tomorrow. You know how scary a Game 7 would be coming back to the Garden?
I think you should go to that game.
Sunday?
Yeah.
That would require getting tickets. I'd have to find those.
You know, work for the station. We have a suite. Ask the guy who told me no chance.
Well, see, that worries me. If you got a no chance early in the series, how am I going to do for the 7th game?
Listen, they call me the transmitter. If anything, you're one of the widgets in the transmitter.
I think that's fair. And yet you couldn't get in, so how am I going to get in?
Because you have chutzpah. You'll push it.
Yeah.
They said no chance, and I just obediently walked away.
If we get pushes, we get pushes.
I also reached out to that same person today to ask him if he could get me on a golf course in the Hamptons over Memorial Day.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
Why would you think he'd be able to do that?
Who's this?
He's the only person I know that would maybe know how to do that. Because we're going to Sag Harbor over Memorial Day. And a couple of my friends going play golf. So they're like, hey, look into golf. Let's try to play. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I don't live a fancy Hamptons life that often. All the clubs out there are private. You can't get on. They don't have public courses.
Yeah, the public courses were sold, and they've made expensive houses out of them.
Yeah. Is that true?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
They're going to use all that land for a public course where you know the land is like worth like platinum.
There's Long Island's huge.
Oh, you're talking about the Hamptons? I said.
No, but I mean, Sag Harbor's not like even all the way that deep in the Hamptons. Like, I don't know. I just want to play some golf, man. If anyone has any ideas, you let me know.
Well, you're snoring on air. So what did this guy tell you?
Said he doesn't know anyone. He said they're all private out there. I said, I know that. That's why I'm asking you, pal.
You know, that was a really nice way for him to say no chance.
I thought maybe he would know someone who's of import at one of these places and say, hey, one of our great talents would love to play over Memorial Day.
And the guy would go, Kay's going to be out here for Memorial Day?
And he goes, no, the other guy. And he goes, oh, Don LaGreca? No, not him either. Anthony Busey?
Pietro!
Oh, anyone but Rosenbig.
Why'd I'm you turn not crazy about Rosenberg.
In the Hamptons into a Boston accent.
He just continually upsets everyone.
Everyone.
Oh, Ray.
You're very, very ugly.
Who do you worry more about, Ray or Morris?
Well, I don't worry about Ray at all. I worry about Morris.
Me too.
I see.
We haven't heard from him.
We never heard from Morris again.
Haven't heard from Edith lately either.
Wait, it has been a long time since we've heard from Edith.
Yeah, Edith, ring us up.
As a matter of fact, I would say it's been too long since we've heard from Harry. I'd like to hear from Edith and Harry. Let's get that tomorrow. Let's get them both on the horn ASAP.
You're
all
a
right?
Big boxing guy, right?
I hate boxing.
So there's a you've heard the Twitter site Super 70 Sports, which is great.
Yes.
He had a picture today. It's just when you said Edith, it made me think of Alice Cooper in full Alice Cooper garb at a club. And Gene Stapleton, who played Edith, like in almost a bondage outfit.
Really?
Yes.
What are they doing?
They're clubbing.
Together?
Well, they took a picture together.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a matchup with the Tampa Bay Bucks on October 2nd. Little Super Bowl rematch and the latest installment of Mahomes versus Brady. The NFL announced that game earlier today as they get ready to release the full regular season schedule this evening. The game will mark the sixth meeting between Mahomes and Brady, and it will air on Sunday Night Football.
On TV. I heard that NBC is going to sign Brady just to be an announcer for the game. They're going to put a mic in his helmet.
Yeah, and guess how much they're going to pay him? $37 million.
Did you hear what Bob Ryan said about him?
No.
He said, do they know what they're getting? He said, he's not going to be good. Ryan, the famous Boston columnist, he said something like, they're getting a bad version of Joe Montana on the air.
That's what I said. Well, why would anyone? He's never said anything that interesting.
And our good friend Dan Lebertard said he's not an interesting guy. He's never been good in interviews. Why did they think he was going to be good?
I know. Lebertard echoed my sentiments. I mean, he's smarter and more respected than me, so people heard it more. But yeah, I feel the same way. I get it. I really vehemently disagree with my friends out there who feel it's money well spent. He will bring eyeballs. I think Baron Rocky could call week one in the NFL, and the ratings would not change.
But you know, they're not just calling him an announcer, right?
What, he's the face of the network.
An ambassador, I think.
Yeah, by the way, do me a favor. Get me an update of how many meetings he's showing up to, by the way.
You know what I love the most, though? The guy who broke the salary, right? Is Andrew Marchand of the New York Post.
Right.
Fox then countered that by saying that report is false. They own the Post.
No.
So they're saying that their paper is putting out something that's not correct. And I'll tell you what, I'd bet on Andrew Marchand being right rather than Fox denial.
Well, and it, by the way, it's so shocking that a story that comes out about Brady would be denied afterwards. Never seen that before.
I see what you did.
It's also, I don't know. I was surprised so many people came down on me. I was surprised more people didn't feel the way I felt of just like, when is enough enough? I love watching him play, but once the playing's done, I'm good.
It's phony, Petey.
The New York Giants announced four new front office hires for GM Joe Schoenhane's staff. Chris Rossetti, director of pro scouting.
They got Chris, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dennis Hickey, assistant director of player personnel.
Love Hickey.
He's my friend.
Mike DeRice, national scout. And DeRice? Scott Hamill, local scout.
Really?
Or area scout, Southwest.
Oh, that clears it up.
So not local. It's local to the Southwest.
Fix
not
that!
Local adjacent is what
you're saying. Local adjacent, sure. Rossetti spent the last seven seasons with the Dolphins, and two of which in 15-16 was working with Schoenhane. Remember the conversation about the Mark Davis saying, hey, maybe the Raiders, we'd be open to having Colin Kaepernick?
I have no recall of that, no.
Well, it happened last week, and
I do know.
The Patriots are trading Jarrett Stidham to the Raiders.
Really?
The teams will flip late-round draft picks in the deal.
Bill never stops working.
He really doesn't. Remember when people thought Stidham was going to replace Tom Brady?
Right.
Didn't pan out, huh?
They were wrong.
Yeah. I mean, they eventually found the person. But multiple times now, what was it, three different times we thought the person who was eventually going to take over for Brady would be something. And then, I mean, Nothing. Jimmy G has been the best one, for sure, obviously. What? Who's the other one I'm forgetting?
Jimmy G.
Yeah.
No, the best one's Miller.
Who?
Jimmy G didn't play that much. The kid, Mac Miller. Well, not Mac Miller.
Mac Jones.
No.
But I'm saying the guys who played under... There was the year Brady got injured, right?
Well, Matt Castle was great. He was 11-5. He turned out to be awful.
But what did he? But he turned out to be, yeah.
He got a lot of money from yeah.
He got a lot of money from yeah. Jimmy G is the best one so far. I mean, we'll see. Maybe Jarrett Stidham goes on to have a great career. We'll find out.
Great guy.
The Jaguars have come to a deal with the number one overall pick in the draft, Trayvon Walker. Worked out their rookie contract. I was worried there for a minute that he might not play.
Really?
No. Kyle Lowry ruled out for Game 6 versus Philadelphia. Now, that game's tonight, right, Michael?
Yep.
You know what that means?
Not
that means
good.
Andrew's going to have a short speech because he's going to want to see it.
What do you think Andrew's commitment level tonight, for anyone who doesn't know, Andrew is going to be, the reason he's not with us today, is that he will be at the rehearsal dinner for his sister.
This is a rehearsal dinner today, yeah.
Tonight's rehearsal dinner, the Heat and the Sixers tip at 7.
Well, hey there.
Do you think he's going to pull a full LaGreca phone out on the table?
I don't think he'll watch the game per se, but he'll have his silly little group of guys where they text each other and antagonize each other.
We're all grown up now.
And then if they win, he's going to really ruin a rehearsal dinner by bringing horse poop in there.
I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poop.
Grizzlies GM Zach Kleiman became the youngest person to ever win NBA Executive of the Year.
Is this Rich Kleiman's brother?
My guess is no, but I don't know any other Kleimans.
In the whole world.
I don't. You know, it's not Kleinman, right?
What is it?
Kleiman.
Oh.
And they both are that.
There's no man at the end?
No, there's no...
It's Kleiman. It's not an N.
There's no okay. Klein.
Okay. What in the world am I doing?
There's no Klein. there's no Klein, like Joe Klein.
Gotcha. Now I know. I didn't know that.
But I don't think they're related. 33 years old, NBA Executive of the Year.
That's pretty cool. And they won big last night without Ja.
They did, and Ja was enjoying it. Now, Ty, tell us exactly what happened with Draymond and the Grizzlies dance crew.
So during one of the timeouts, you know, the dance crew comes out, and they're playing Whoop That Trick. You know, it's a song that's become popular.
Love that song.
With this team. And
well, it should be noted, Whoop That Trick, Michael, it's like a fictional song, practically. It's from the soundtrack to Hustle and Flow, which takes place in Memphis.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm very well aware. You don't have to educate me on this.
It's become popular with this group, and Draymond is seen, you know, dancing as his team is getting wiped by 50. He's seen waving his towel on the court.
Along to Whoop That Trick.
Yes.
But even though in this case, his team is the trick.
Yes, they are the trick.
You dig?
Let's hear from Draymond on the situation.
They're not going to whoop that trick alone. We're going to whoop that trick together if we're going to whoop that trick. You know, you got to. You know, one thing I don't respect is people who only bring it when they win it. You know, or, you know, embrace crowds when you win it. We call those front runners. They're not front runners, you know. We got our ass kicked. That's all right. It happens, but you don't be front runner. You know, when you spew it out, you gotta be willing to take it and not hide from it, not duck from it, not run from it, embrace it. So I appreciated the crowd tonight and the energy that they brought to the game. You know, and if they want to whoop that trick, we're going to whoop them together.
See, but I don't think that's being a front runner. That's being respectful to the situation of your team getting their butt kicked. That you shouldn't be having that good of a time. That's being a front runner. Doesn't have anything to do with front running. That'd be like if a Warrior fan deserted their team because they were losing by 35 points. No, no. If you're a member of the Warriors and you're out laughing it up at Whoop That Trick, I'm sorry. That's not being a front runner or not being a front runner.
It's very interesting, actually, to thinking about it. It is a little complicated because he's saying. Draymond saying, listen, I'm not just going to be into things and having fun when I'm winning. Even if we're losing, I'm always going to be the same guy, essentially. But I guess who has the expectation that a player should be in the same mood or sort of behave the same way if they're winning versus losing?
Well, most coaches, I would think.
But no, wouldn't most coaches expect that their players would show sort of a maybe a somber approach,
yes,
if they're getting,
yeah,
crushed, right?
That's what I meant, yeah.
You know what it's time to do right now, Michael?
What's that?
It's time to give something away.
Oh, wow.
That's right. WWE is coming to MSG for Raw for the first time in nearly 3 years on July 25th. You're going to see the returning, well, he's back now, baby, Cody Rhodes against Seth freaking Rollins.
Is that plus, his middle name, his nickname now?
His nickname is Freakin'. Yep.
Really?
A lot of Freakin' talk. Ronda Rousey will be there. Bianca Belair will be there. RK-Bro, Becky Lynch, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, and many more.
Will you be there?
Of course I will.
All right.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. At Ticketmaster.com. But right now, the first caller at 888-987- ESPN, you will be in the house at Monday Night Raw.
This is really nice of you to give that away.
Well, I'm happy to. Consider it a gift from me to you. Now, this was really nice. NBA Deputy Commissioner and COO Mark Tatum had a Zoom call with Larry Bird, where he informed him that Larry's receiving a new honor.
From this day forward, the trophies that are going to be awarded to the MVPs of the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, in the East, it'll be called the Larry Bird Trophy. And in the West, that will get the Magic Johnson Trophy.
Wow.
So we wanted to let you all know that, and it's something that I hope you'll find special, but from this day forward, those conference finals MVPs will be known as the Larry Bird Trophy and the Magic Johnson Trophy.
Well, thanks, Mark. I just wish I could win one of them Magic Johnson trophies. That'd be a highlight of my career.
Now, I've got a question for you, Peter. I think this is a good question.
If it's what did Larry mean by that joke, don't ask me because I have no idea.
No, because, yeah, they have a rivalry. Anyway.
But why would he want to win a Western Conference? Okay,
so you've got the All-Star Game MVP, the Kobe Bryant Trophy.
Sure.
Eastern Conference Champion, the Larry Bird Trophy. Western Conference Champion.
MVP.
The MVP, Magic Johnson.
Right.
The Championship Trophy is the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Right.
So, and the finals MVP, the great Bill Russell. Mm-hmm. Nothing is named after Michael Jordan?
What do you make of that?
I don't know. That's why I threw it out there. I don't get it.
But maybe it's telling.
It's not fair.
Unless they take Larry O'Brien's name off the trophy. How is Michael Jordan, how does he not have a trophy?
Really is interesting. I mean, listen, it makes sense. This is one of the most logical, sensible namings I've ever heard of.
Right.
Larry for the East, Magic for the West. They define the conferences.
Right.
You know, it's perfect. But it is interesting. I wonder, everyone knows Michael's the best, but you wonder, does everybody love Michael?
He's also an owner, too, but so is Magic. Or was. I think he gave up his stake in the Lakers.
Not of the Dodgers, though.
No. And he's also part of the group that's bidding to buy the Broncos. Now, speaking of that, I have a little note here, Peter. I think you're going to like this. It's been reported, and now the Seahawks have announced, they'll open the 2022 season at home on September 12th against
the Denver Broncos.
Mr. Unlimited and the Broncos. It's a Monday night game on ESPN.
Now, you imagine when he comes back, it'll be a love fest, right?
I would think so.
I mean,
now, Don rings in. Don's listening to the show.
Don Marco Lagreca?
No, yeah, Don Marco said he thinks that when Jordan passes, the name will then replace O'Brien. Well, what does he mean of Jordan when he's dead?
Well, what does it mean to Larry O'Brien?
It means something to his family, but you don't just take people's names off things unless they, you know, it's Confederate statues or something. What did Larry O'Brien do?
He's been dead. He didn't do anything, but could we be honest, like, he's not that mage. Well, I'm just being honest. Larry O'Brien's not there. Let me tell you something. Everybody listening right now, they're all thinking the same thing. Who the hell was Larry O'Brien? We all know the trophy. Do you know the first... Ty, you're a huge basketball fan. Do you know the first thing about Larry O'Brien?
I mean, I know who he is. He was a commissioner.
Before Stern.
Yeah.
What else do you know?
That's all you need to know.
That's pretty much it.
He also served as Postmaster General for Lyndon Johnson. How about that?
That I didn't know.
Yeah? By the way, man, you want to talk basketball? He was born in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh!
I mean, come on.
Oh!
But listen, with all due respect, I understand he was commissioner, but it should be Michael's trophy. That would be the thing. That would be the name you put on.
Now, I also have sources that are telling me, Peter, that whenever a Nick in the future wins second team All-NBA, they'll get the Julius Randle trophy.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. To honor Julius's big...
Bing bong! Wow.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That is really something.
I know.
By the way, you're going to be upset to know, Michael, that Rich Strike, the long shot Kentucky Derby winner, pulled out of the Preakness.
Why?
The owner says, because the horse didn't give a statement, but the owner said, our original plan for Rich Strike was contingent on the Derby. Should we not run in the Derby, we would point toward the Preakness. Should we run in the Derby, subject to the race outcome and the condition of our horse, we would give him more recovery time and rest and run in the Belmont or another race and stay on course to run 5 or 6 weeks rest between races.
They gave that much thought to a horse that was entered 24 hours before the Derby. I'll play along.
Wait, hold on. I'm told we have sound from the actual horse.
Okay. See, sure. He wants to run.
Wait, there was a follow-up. Hold on. Yeah, they asked. They also asked.
That wasn't Rich. That was his brother Lucky.
But lastly, they said, "Are you willing to make any prediction for the other horses?"
Now, being from the Baltimorean area,
I'm not. I'm from the D.C. area, not the Baltimore area.
Okay. Have you ever been to the Preakness?
Absolutely not.
I heard it's repugnant.
It is it felt so repulsive to me.
Why?
You would hear stories about people like peeing themselves and walking through filth and dirt and listen.
You know that Don once told me at his pool in the house he doesn't get out of the pool.
I wouldn't get out of my own pool to urinate.
He pees, yeah.
It's true. I have an indoor pool.
Well, you wouldn't do the same?
No, I get out and I pee in the house.
Why?
Not the pool? I mean, I don't want to waste the chlorine.
Waste the chlorine?
Yeah.
Getting peed on is not the worst thing in the world.
Ty, Anthony, honest answer. If you own your own pool, are you getting out and drying off to go in and pee?
I'm almost embarrassed to answer this.
But just tell the truth, man. This is what we do.
Now, wait, Ty. You have an adorable little child.
Yeah.
Your kid's in that pool with his swimmies on.
You're adding sauce to it, Michael.
But I just said Don's kids are in there, and he still does it. Would you do it, Ty?
They say train up a child in the way he should go. I'm going to get out and go use the restroom.
Thank you, because you're a gentleman. That's why.
I think you got to get out.
No way.
I get out of the ocean.
Okay, Ty, what about the ocean?
The ocean, no way. No chance.
Ocean's fair game.
I mean, it's hard to find a bathroom in the ocean. It's a long way to travel to get there.
Ty, that was the best thing you've ever said. I haven't heard all your shows, but that's the best thing you've ever said on air. It's very hard to find a bathroom in the ocean. Borderline impossible.
Well, you jump on a yacht, boom, there's a bathroom.
But I got no problem with peeing in the pool. Zero. Well, as long as it's properly...
Does that speak volumes about you?
As long as it's properly chlorined, I'm not concerned about it.
What about the other thing? Would you do that in a pool, too?
No, I would not.
Okay.
I don't think chlorine can solve that.
That's they showed in Caddyshack.
That'll do it for ENN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.